It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is Kikuchi night.
Who?
It is Kikuchi
night. Yeah, damn right.
As they look to get right against the Angels a little bit later on today, as they get out of San Diego last night. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Hey, come on out. If you're in the house, my man right there is tasting a nice margarita that looks good right there. Got the lemon in there and everything. Is it good? That's a good one, right? All right, I might have to get me one of them.
You get a chance to party, party.
That's right, Dusty. We will party. But come on out here as coming up in the 3 o'clock hour is your first opportunity to win four different prizes that we're handing out. In the 3 o'clock hour, your chance to win a couple of Visa gift cards. We'll be hooking people up with two of those Visa gift cards, $25. All you got to do is sign your name and put it in that raffle. If you are here and you have not done so, you need to do that. And if you're on your way, as soon as you walk in the door, you might want to do that as well. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, your chance to win this nice little lawn chair. You can take this sucker out while you're tailgating or sitting out in the back patio, whatever.
Sit your ass off in that thing.
There you are. And it has a cooler that is attached to it as well. We're hooking somebody up with that in the 4 o'clock hour. And then the big one in the 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets to see the Texans take on Bill Jaguars. That also comes with a Bud Light wristband where you can tailgate and drink and eat. All of this courtesy of Bud Light. And it's going to be a fun day. And we enjoy having people walk away happy. You're going to walk away happy anyway, of course. Hell, you get to deal with us and you get to drink margaritas or tall beers or Tyler beers, whatever you want to drink. You get to have a good time.
Oh, come on.
Or just, I mean, I don't, it's smaller beers. I didn't want to, I just, Tyler beers.
Is, man. Those cold mugs at Twin Peaks, they need to do something about that. I didn't ask for that.
That was, yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Absolutely.
You literally did. You said you want
the, I said I didn't want the tall one.
For some reason, that young lady said, do you want the man-sized draft or do you want one of them little ones? You said, just give me one of them little ones.
Just give me the little ones, yeah, man.
And that's what you got.
And that's what you got.
Your hand, it made your hand look big.
So I didn't know it was going to look like a beer for ants. Like, yeah, I thought it was just not going to be the giant beer.
One of them Burger King beers.
I'm telling you, man, they cut that. It looked like they went out there and just chopped that one in half and just brought it. Just brought a little one out and gave it to you. All right, somebody on the text line real quick. Real quick, Clint said, the MLB got rid of the shift. What's the difference? Taking out that two-high safety.
Well, I mean, the shift and a coverage is two different things. I mean, I surely that didn't want to answer that literally, do you? I mean, the shift is something that was generated off this new advanced analytics and was bad for the game. Cover two is not bad for the game.
No. It's actually very – it's very easy to beat. Teams stop doing it.
And by the way, they're still shifting. They just ain't moving all the way beyond second base before the ball is pitched.
Close to shifting.
There's still some advantages being gained by alignment.
I'll tell you, man. I'm thinking, man, that ball's hit right up the middle. That's gonna get through. No, it ain't. I mean, standing right there and moving with that pitch.
Look, I greatly appreciate that Gray Kessinger stopped the other night. I ain't sure that happens if he's playing at that normal second base position.
Yeah, that was a big play. Speaking of Kessinger, he had to come in for Jose Altuve, who we've seen a little bit more of a spicy Jose Altuve here. He's been ejected multiple times this year, including taking his socks and his shoes off and just saying to hell with it. This was going to happen. Well, I found this interesting, fellas, and those of you listening, you can chime in on this as well, 713-5724-610, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Jose Altuve is confident, this report, that the Houston front office will find a way to keep his longtime teammate Alex Bregman around.
And
this is quote from Jose Altuve. I don't see any chances of him leaving, okay? Okay. All right.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
I don't see any chances of him leaving, Altuve said regarding Bregman's impending free agency. According to The Athletic's Chandler Rome, that might be just me. I really think that at the end of the season, our front office people, GM and ownership, are going to get a deal done for him. I don't think I'm sure that we are not only a better team with him, but we are a better organization with him. We really need to make it happen. My God. So your best player, and I believe the best player in franchise history, the man who has the biggest stroke in that locker room, even
Holy
bigger than Justin Verlander,
God.
He just told y'all, hey, Dana, hey, James, y'all need to sign, not just need, y'all better sign Alex Bregman. And I just want to know what the or else is. Because, I mean, he just – have we ever heard Jose Altuve talk like this? I mean, this is wild. The other player coming out saying, hey, he needs to be signed. That was – I said, damn, Jose.
No, I like it. I like this Jose. You know, I don't know if it's a product of the team needing more leadership, Altuve needing to be more vocal. I don't know what the hell it's a product of, but I sure enough like it.